Melinda Roberts, Methodist Church.
Coalition. They helped us to craft an amendment to our civility invocation. I'm going to read it for our real quick. Hold the mic up. Got it. All right. We commit to the city of Salida being a hate-free zone and declare and affirm a policy of non-discrimination on the basis of a person's race, color, religion, ancestry, national origin, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, marital status, military or veteran status, socioeconomic class, medical condition, or physical or mental disability. And while those words matter, what really gives them meaning is the activism, the presence, everyone being here today. So I just want to say thank you. And the last thing I will mention, Mark mentioned at the beginning, that this is all about inclusion. And it's my belief that the antidote to fear, and I think so much of what we've heard is all based on fear, is education. And what I'm hearing is that it was folks from outside the community, and I really believe we have an opportunity, if we approach it with compassion and curiosity, to educate people on why this is so important. And I just thank you again. This is incredible. It makes me so proud to serve in this capacity. Thank you.
Robin Eugene.
Delilah.
Hello, Robin.
Thank you so much for being here. Jimmy reached out to me and asked me to speak about school board openings this coming November. I have a little history on the school board. I spent about 5.5 years on the school board, served about 20 years on accountability. I worked for our school district as a teacher and as a substitute teacher. So I've been out of the system for a few years now. So I want to talk to you about what's going on in our community. Mayor Dan was just speaking about it starts with education. Education right now in our community starts at our library. We need to be very conscientious because our libraries are being asked for information, our public libraries. So this isn't far from this public library, but our school libraries. So just be aware, be cognizant, be present. There are 5 district school district seats open this coming November. I don't remember, and I see Ms. Becky, do you remember when there's been 5 district seats open? You guys, that's a lot. The job of a school board is to, number one, listen to your community. Your community is a triangle. The top of that triangle is the community. Then you have your school board, and right below your school board, you have your superintendent. Okay, that's your chain of command. A school board needs to listen to the community. There's also 2 important employees of the school board. That is the district lawyer as well as the superintendent. So voices, messages, they start up here with you guys. Your voice matters. And a great way to get involved with that, get on an accountability committee or run for the board. Your job is not just to listen to this community out there, but to your teachers and staff. Board members can listen to staff. They are taxpayers. There's a chain of command you also need to know as a school board member. Say you're a teacher and you don't like how things are going at your school, talk to your principal. If your principal's not listening, talk to your superintendent. If your superintendent's not listening, talk to your school board, okay? That's your chain of command. But school board members can talk to community, to teachers, as well as community members. We're all taxpayers here. That's important to know. If you are interested in running for the board, I've run a campaign or two, I've run myself, but if you are interested in running for the board, you need to reach out to Kim Letourneau. She is the board secretary. Again, I am not here on behalf of the school district on the board. I'm just here as a citizen, but reach out to Kim Letourneau. There are deadlines in August. You need to get signatures. Talk to a present school board and start going.
School board and sit back and change a lot of their internal structures to be against LGBTQ. We're seeing the same thing happen in Canyon City. They've been fighting for over a year against the school, not against the school board, but against a group of citizens, concerned citizens. We're also in the middle, if anybody hasn't noticed, in the middle of a mass genocide against transgender people. It's recognized all around the world, just not here in the U.S. So this is an important day for us to take a stand here in Salida. And as I mentioned, all the hate around us, there's also all these beautiful people. Not just the ones staring at me, but the ones who are organizing in Woodland Park, 100 plus community members, over 200 in Canyon City, over 200 in Montrose. So I think that it's really important to take some from their playbook and for us to be prepared. We have a lot of things that we do here to support the queer community. One of them is Arc Valley Pride. So put June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th on your calendars. Please show up this year. Secondly, if you haven't heard, Robin just let us know that there have been horror requests into the school for their LGBTQ books, which means this is just starting. There's also been questions about our form of learning because there are groups of people who don't believe that empathy should be taught in schools. And I think that it's really important that we recognize the power of that because empathy is what allows us to see each other when we don't share the same experiences. So that attack is meaningful. It's important for them. So what does that mean? We have to connect stronger than ever. We have to remain, as we do here in Chaffee County, forever connected, and remain the family members that we have built here for ourselves. So thank you so much for coming out today from the PSCA.
That you support our inclusion and our depth of commitment to education and equality for everybody. So that's really what I'm getting ready to say here. So the Salida Regional Library extends its thankfulness to the Salida community and your rallying to support us in our mission, committed to providing equal access to information, materials, and programming, technology, enhancing the pursuit of our patrons' personal growth while balancing fiscal needs. We are lucky that our community is so supportive and shares in the belief that the choice is up to the individual. People have the right to make their own choices, and no one group should determine what is acceptable and what is not. As a public library, it is our duty to do our best to ensure freedom of information for all and to serve the entire community. From the library staff, I'm a crier. This has been a really emotional week for everybody, and we just are really thankful for the turnout, and we are just so grateful for all of you. thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for everything that you do. Come see us more often. Bring back your books. Okay, put them in the Dropbox correctly. Don't put them in the Sharps thing. All books go in Sharps. Put them in the Dropbox gently. No DVDs. And return them on time with love, because we love you all.
We love you,
Brian. Thank you. I have to say, this is a dream job, and if you ever get an opportunity to work at the library, girl, it is the best. It is the bastion of knowledge and inclusivity and equality, and I couldn't be happier. Thank you so much for being here today. And remember, books are for everybody. They're for everyone.
Yep.
Thank you very much.